I'm Diane Roberts. One of the nation's biggest drug companies is casting doubt on U.S. President Donald Trump's repeated promises that a coronavirus vaccine will be available before Election Day. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Pfizer's chief has long said it's possible to find out if his company's vaccine is effective by month's end. But Albert Bourla's vaccine would still need to be proven safe. And even if everything goes well, it will not be able to ask for emergency authorization of the vaccine before the third week of November. Another drug maker, Moderna, has also said the earliest it could seek emergency approval is late November. The president's been saying for weeks a vaccine will be available in weeks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gilead Sciences has questioned the findings of a World Health Organization study which concludes its COVID-19 drug, remdesivir, does not help patients who have been admitted to hospital. The American company told Reuters the data appeared inconsistent, the findings were premature, and that other studies had validated the drug's benefits. In a blow to one of the few drugs being used to treat people with COVID-19, the WHO said its Solidarity trial had concluded that remdesivir appeared to have little or no effect on 28-day mortality or length of hospital stays among patients with a respiratory disease. Meanwhile, experts said Friday the European Union should renegotiate a $1.17 billion contract it sealed last week with Gilead for a six-month supply of the COVID-19 drug remdesivir after it showed poor results in a large trial. The trial results were disclosed a week after the EU's Executive Commission announced its largest contract to date with Gilead for the supply of 500,000 courses of the antiviral drug. This is VOA News. Human challenge trials of potential COVID-19 vaccines where volunteers are deliberately